welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the song. Well, that's what they do with the hip hop. They do the. Oh, yes. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm General Galen Shaw. Alongside me is Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, General. And alongside me, well, not really, because of there is an odor. And
wasn't necessary, Margaret.
Yes, it was necessary. I don't want to lie and say, never mind. But Dickman.
Yeah, sure. And Robert Lynn. Yeah, I'm Robert Lynn. Here's Phil Henry.
Yeah.
That's kind of cruel.
I'm sorry.
That was kind of cruel of you to say that, don't you think?
Phil, there is a smell coming. By the way, your little pot there.
Hold on, bud.
Let me get the dust off. Shoot, the dust off in here.
Where's the dust off?
Put it upstairs.
Don't ever take anything out of the studio.
But Mr. Henry,
don't ever take anything out of the studio. Don't ever do that. Never, 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 not never.
It was needed elsewhere.
Doesn't matter. You heard what Phil said, right?
No, man, it's got to stay here.
What do you mean it was needed elsewhere?
Well, somebody else wanted it. Take it out of the studio.
Don't ever take anything out of the studio. Stuff in the studio stays in the studio. That's how stuff gets lost. When people say, oh, can I borrow that to use that? No. The dust off we need for this 7, this module 7, which is driving me ape.
Well, Phil, you know, it sounds good there, bud, right?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
That's fine, man, but every time, any kind of never mind. Welcome to the show, folks. Nice to see you.
Well, Phil, you might as well have finished the thought, because any time, it really bottled up right there.
It bottled up?
It sounded bottled and glottled. Yes, it did.
Anytime any pressure is put on that pot, we don't get any level. It cuts out. However, that being that and that being said, we don't have to discuss that much further. Welcome to the program here on a Monday, the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. What a nutty, goofy, kooky kind of a world we live in. Today we have Dr. Ron Turner celebrating a birthday, right?
Well, it's Dr. Ron Turner's birthday, and he has commissioned me to sing a song that he has found. A song that celebrates his life. And Ron is really trying to, I guess he's trying to turn a Bud, you know more of the story.
Well, he's trying to turn a personal corner, you know, an emotional corner.
Yeah, he was, because of the Hawking. Oh, Stephen Hawking has a new commercial out.
Yes, and Ron Turner is not a fan of Stephen Hawking's for a number of reasons that all of us here on the show, quite frankly, we puzzle at. It sounds weird.
Well, he doesn't like Stephen Hawking because he says that Hawking... I didn't want to get into it. He says Hawking writes, like, Polish jokes that are in bad taste. Then he also said that Hawking constantly wins the astronomer's comp... What is that?
Well, it's the it's the scientific community joke-writing contest.
The scientific community joke-writing contest?
No, General, you remember.
Certainly you remember, General. Remember?
Oh, certainly I do. No, I certainly don't. Yeah, it's been a couple of years, but Stephen Hawking pisses off Ron Turner because he's a scientist, because, and God bless the man, he's survived this devastating Lou Gehrig's disease, and yet he remains a vital thinker, and for a period there, we were hearing about girlfriends, right?
Well, I don't know, but it really made Ron angry because he was going through a portion of his life where, as he said it, he couldn't get, you know.
Yeah, I could get laid or anything.
I didn't want to say...
Hey, don't... I just didn't mean it.
Say dirty words.
Hold on. Come on, Margaret.
I don't want to hear the word laid in that context. Thank you.
Well, you just said it yourself.
Not in that context. Oh. See, I'm one step ahead of all you clowns, and I say that with great affection.
Well, anyway, as you were saying, Mr. Henry, yeah, Stephen Hawking...
Don't blow that off, Robert.
Would you let him finish, please?
Sorry. As you were saying, Dr. Stephen Hawking... I guess he had a lot of women or something.
Yeah, he did have a fair number of girlfriends, and that also pissed off Ron.
Yeah, because Turner was not getting any... He put it to me in a letter, I'll quote it. Dear General Shaw, yes, you are right. I'm not getting any ass. Maybe that. Do you mind? Don't pull it out of my hand. Well, let me just... Dear Dr. Turner,
Yeah, the whole rental car joke is in there.
You saw it?
Oh, yes, he sent it to all of us.
He sent it to all of you. What did he send?
He sent a letter explaining why he'd been in a funk.
Why would he send you guys a letter?
I don't know. He knew he was coming on the program, and he wanted to pick himself up with the birthday celebration.
He's picked out a very lovely song, Phil.
Okay, all right. So I guess we'll see that when it comes around.
Don't make it sound as if it's going to be freaks on parade, because it's only going to give him a complex, you know?
Yeah, you got to build him up, Mr. Henry, and make him feel right. Make him feel right on a Saturday night, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, oh, boy, you guys are weird.
Why?
That whole right on a Saturday night thing. Anyway, Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor from
Here he goes.
Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor from Corona, California, will be on to talk about a film.
Oh, my God. Would you grow the hell up?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it's very unprofessional.
I'm sorry. Stephen Bozell, who's a construction contractor from Corona, California, is coming on the show to talk about a movie called The Bat. And he's got a problem with it or something. I don't know.
Did we get a letter on this?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he sent you a letter, too.
Oh, look at Henry making fun of it. So occasionally we do get letters from the guests.
And they will express their fears, their deepest fears.
Why don't I get any of these letters?
No, I don't think they feel safe.
They don't feel safe with you emotionally. And then
they write you guys letters. Forget it.
Philip, you're jealous.
I'm not jealous. Like I said, I find it a little weird, but hey, you know, it's all good. So Stephen Bozell will be on to talk about a film called The Bat that he showed his son, Steve Jr., and there was, in his opinion, some inappropriate material that he didn't know was in there. That is his description of it. Also, we have Dr. Jim Sadler on to talk about the Mars lander. The European Space Agency is about to land on Mars with a lander, and Dr. Sadler is going to be on to talk about this. In his opinion, you know, it's not enough's enough. What do you say?
It's a little bit of overkill. We've been there, done that.
Been there, done that. So I guess Dr. Sadler's got a problem with the European Space Agency doing their thing. Let's go out to traffic now and with Bob Bacon, find out what's happening out there, Bob.
Hey, Phil, right now, the Grand Freeway, we got a problem. I told you at about 9 o'clock this morning, it's a shambles out there right now. CHP is out there, and the Caltrans got a lie, and man like Brian, I'll tell you what, same sad sanctuary with Sanka Coffee. Let's go out to Skyboy.
Hi, Bob, same thing out here on the Santa Barbara Freeway, okay? As I'm back here on Coast Highway, I get off the west side, see where I'm going, and there's clowns around everywhere. I said a clown make up, and I've got evil clowns. Got the boy Sky Baby Sweet Pan. Oh, but the other day, it was I got the word out,
Oops, my diaper's dirty. Boy Sky Baby Sweet Pan. Man. Almost pulled it out.
Jim Rousker here for Rousker Buick. Walk on the wild side and drive one of our 1956 Buicks that have corroded engine parts, and there's rusted out interiors as well. The whole bottom out of these things may fall out any day. Drive them down the freeway and see the street rolling behind Jim Rousker Buick. Jim's nervous, so we'll take over. The bottoms are falling out of these Buicks, as well as the rooftops also have holes in them. He's real nervous that someone's going to fly right out to the bottom of this.
Jim Rousker Buick in downtown Los Angeles. What a great idea.
Rusted out, rotted out old cars that we sell at top price. Jim Rousker Buick. Look for
Jim Rousker. Wayward as the wind.
On the billboard. Hutzinger Homes. They're right up there on the hillside waiting for you. We've built them. They're ready for occupation right now. 3, 4, 5 bedroom homes. Beautiful locations, beautiful view. Posker Homes, overlooking the sweep of the Los Angeles Basin. You won't believe it. You can't believe it. You shouldn't believe it, because it isn't true. There is no such thing as Posker Homes. I saw it one night in a nightmare. Then when I woke up, I saw it in reality. I'm hallucinating. I'm Ray Posker. I used to build homes until I was sued and my business was taken away from me. My ex-wife got everything, and now I live on the streets nursing a bottle. I'm just kidding. Posker Homes. Posker Homes in the Delta. Dial 6612. Dial 6211. Or try this, 1563. Reach a dial tone, hang up, and try again. Posker Homes. Posker Homes.
I get in the car.
Posker Homes.
on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to
world make famous Phil Henry show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Dr. Ron Turner has been a great friend of this show's. And we're always happy to have Dr. Turner on, and we are going to have him on right now to talk about, I guess it's your birthday, Dr. Turner. Happy birthday to you, and many happy returns of the day.
Well, thank you very much, General, and hello, everyone.
How you doing, Ron?
I'm great.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Ron, and we're looking forward to singing this song for you.
I thank you very much.
Dr. Turner's Bud Dickman.
Yes, Bud.
The song that's going to be sung is a song called Nature Boy.
Yes, do you have that?
Yeah, yes, sir. I want to make sure I had it right. I got it queued up and everything.
Now, let's throw the karaoke.
Right, the karaoke version of Nature Boy. And it's a song that I wanted Margaret to sing because I love her voice, and I love the song because it's a bit autobiographical. It's not autobiographical of me. I didn't write it. But it does feel like it. I could have written it. It was actually written by a man by the name of Eden Abez, and he was a real character. This guy is a super character. You know him, Phil?
Yeah, a little bit about him.
But he lived in Los Angeles, and he was part of some German love commune or something that was in the Laurel Canyon area.
What is German love? What is he talking about?
Eden Abez was part of a sort of a religious commune. He dabbled in that. He dabbled in a lot of things. But mostly he was known as a songwriter.
Yes, and a very good songwriter. Well, this was a song that he handed to Nat King Cole. And when I heard the song, I thought, it's me. The lyrics to the song reflect my life. And I don't think that... I think if ever there's a time when you can celebrate your own life, even to the point of some people thinking you're egotistical, maybe it's on your birthday. And so I don't want people to think I have that I'm egotistical, but I do want to have Margaret sing this. Margaret, if you could.
All right, so, Bud, cue this up. This is Nature Boy, and happy birthday, Ron Turner. Here we go.
I love this song.
To Ron Turner.
And you say this is about you.
It could be about me, yes.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea.
What the hell, General?
A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise.
The hell is this anyway?
Was he?
Hold on for a minute, if you don't mind. Please cut the music. Please cut. What's that?
Well, I'm sorry, Ron, but there was a boy, and he wandered over land and sea.
What did you say?
What are you questioning, General? What am I questioning? Is everybody nuts here? This song's supposed to be about you.
Yes, the song is about me. What's...
Well, there was a boy, a very shy and gentle boy. He wandered over land and sea.
Yes, I've traveled many places. And a lot of people... Would you just allow... Phil, you told me...
I did. I told you that... Let her sing the song. I'm very sorry, Ron.
Well, you're questioning the veracity of it?
Let me sing the song, General, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I apologize.
All right, let's pick it up if we could.
Well, I don't... Can we start it from the beginning?
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, Phil, if you don't want to, I can hang up and just go about my business and go ahead and flush this day down the toilet like every other.
No, Ron, come on, start from the beginning, bud.
Well, we are burning daylight here.
Start from the beginning, bud.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Dick, but I'll remember that one.
Hey, Dr. Turner, I'm sorry, Dr. Turner. General, even General Turner, he made a mistake.
Yes?
But we're sorry, sir. We want to hear the song.
Thank you.
All right, let's just go ahead and start this all over again. Margaret Gray now with the beautiful song, Nature Boy.
Thank you very much. This is for Ron Turner. Happy birthday, Ron.
There was a boy.
Yeah, that's just... Give it a rest, will you, General? Just let it breathe. Let it live. Like a fine bottle of wine, let it breathe.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea.
Wow.
And...
what the fuck was that?
Hey, 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 what's the language, please? What's the language?
Phil, what was that?
I heard it too.
All I said was...
It was the general again. I heard someone go, you know...
What, can you overlook some of this stuff, Ron?
No, it's my birthday. This is a birthday song for me.
I don't know. I just over land and sea. That.
Well, what's the big deal?
He wondered... Wait, General, you really got to cool it, okay? Sorry.
Now we got to start it. I would like it started all over again. Again, I would like it started all over again, okay?
Yes, we will. Here it is.
Thank you.
I started all over again.
I know.
This is for you, Ron. Happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day. There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and a sad of eye, but very wise.
Oh, man.
What? I heard that.
I heard it, too.
All right. What are we going to do here, huh?
I heard it. I heard someone go, oh, Jesus H.
That was me, okay? Look, I got to look at some of the lyrics of this. A magic day he passed my way?
Yes. I what's wrong with that?
Oh, look, let me ask. Yeah, look at this. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, this song is supposed to be about Jesus.
Oh, horseshit. No, it isn't. It's a song.
Well, you know, I seem to think that, I seem to remember hearing someone say that.
Well, you might have heard a lot of, look, I haven't heard this song. I hadn't heard this song before last week. Someone played it for me, and I said, that sounds a lot like me. I don't think my stuff doesn't stink. I'm just saying, just to love and be loved. And I've said that to people. I've wandered far, okay? And when I passed someone's way, I'm sure it was magical. I'm sure it was magic to Marcy. I mean, you better believe it was magic, because when she got done with me...
All right, so she took you in a divorce.
Yeah, uh-huh. So what's the...
I think people are having a problem with this, Ron, because it sounds like...
It sounds like what?
Ron, darling, you are a very special person.
Look, let me tell you something. I have not done anything near as egotistical as this guy Hawking. Okay, yes, you brought it up. Now I want you to hear me. Hawking's on a TV commercial for a car. He's rolling around in that souped-up hoveround that he's got. And he's got on a brand-spanking-new three-piece suit. And he's... You know, I don't even know why they even bother to press the suit. They ought to press the guy. And anyway...
What a rotten joke that was.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, no, that was really bad. Really disrespectful. And look at it, here's the line. It's just to love and be loved in return. So one magic day, you passed someone's way.
That's right. Why would you find that hard to believe?
Because I think, as Phil said, if this song's about Jesus Christ, friend, you are, you know, that's what we call blasphemy. And I'll have none of it.
What? That's not blasphemy. It could be about Jesus.
So you think a song about Jesus could be about you?
Wow, aren't you turning on me?
Yeah, Margaret, a minute ago you were singing it.
I was singing it, and I like the song, but I'm just trying to question what it is that Ron is... Here, listen, but... There was a boy, a very strange...
Will you knock that horse crap off?
What a dick.
You know something? I will remember this, General, for as long as I live. On my birthday, when she's singing about me, I don't see how that's so egotistical.
You're talking about being an enchanted boy.
Yeah? Oh, okay, so that's what it is, huh?
Well, you know, you talk an awful lot about being a heterosexual, and all of a sudden you're Mr. Enchanted Boy, you know?
What is that? I walk into a men's room and everybody's all, woo, is that what you're saying? You know, you...
Hey, no one's saying that, Ron. You're saying that, okay? And it sounds very juvenile of you to say it.
Well, how is it everybody's turning on me? I wanted a song sung to me on my birthday that reflects, I think, it's a magic day he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, of fools and kings, this he said to me. Okay?
Yeah, this he said to me.
I got a...
God, this is a... You got a septum problem.
I have a septum problem, yeah.
Look, Ron, look, here's another one.
Here, well, there, the greatest thing you'll ever learn...
So you're imparting these words of wisdom.
I might have. I don't know. It's just a song. If you could play a song about yourself, what would it be?
A song about myself? I fell into a burning ring of fire. How about that?
What's that mean?
Because of my... Oh, the hemorrhoids. Yes. There, that's a song about me.
What an asshole, man. I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, that's what I say every day.
You know, Phil, I everybody turned this into a...
Ron, happy birthday, man.
Phil, I just want to...
Ron Tarner, ladies and gentlemen.
You hung up on him.
Don't I know it. Don't I know it, bud.
I think that, Ron, it's a nice song, but for you to interfere, General Shaw...
You know as well as I do. The greatest thing you'll ever... He's Nature Boy. What am I supposed to do, call you Nature Boy now? Ron Nature Boy Tarner. Dr. Ron Nature Boy, they should put that on the door. How about that?
Yeah, I got Dr. Tarner, Henry.
I hung up on him.
Well, it's this.
Yeah, Ron.
As a matter of fact, I do have that on my office door. Ron Nature Boy Tarner. What about that? You know, and if I put some sound effects of a chip swinging through a tree, I'll tell you something right now, but...
All right, Ron Tarner on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show. I got more for you. Happy birthday to you, Ron, no matter where and no matter where you may be today and no matter what it is that you're going to be celebrating, buddy. We hope it is a very, very good birthday. All right, we're going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up, I think we have Steve Bozell, right?
Yeah, Steve Bozell is on. Had a traumatic... everybody's having these traumatic encounters.
Now the movie they watched called A Bat. The movie he watched called The Bat, okay. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. By the way, we are live streaming this show today. For those of you that are listening to the show on demand, we recorded this yesterday, Sunday night, and we were live streaming it over the internet from our website, philhenryshow.com. So a lot of people tuned in and watched us as we performed the show live. Now, you can do that just about any time you want when we have a live event by signing up for a backstage pass, along with 20,000 hours, 20,000 plus hours of classic material from our old radio show and our new podcast, along with TV shows, along with old webcasts that we've done, along with just about everything you can imagine, including some stand-up comedy presentations and appearances. You can also watch live streaming events. On Wednesday, we're going to be covering the debate with General Galen Shaw, right, General?
Yes, and R.C. Collins will be there, and we'll try to give you the bird's eye view.
Maybe bird's eye.
You know what I'm saying. They're going to be there at the debate, okay? And so that will be an event that I'm sure will be well worth the price of admission. All kinds of things happening at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, and it's only going to get better as the year progresses to a climactic end. We are going to be redesigning the site again and offering you even more. So now's the time to become a subscriber for a year or a month at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass.
Oh, I love this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-woo!
Watch it, will you? She's dancing now.
That's right. Look at me. I'm doing the tango.
God damn! Ow, 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 ow!
What happened?
Hold on. You all right?
She ran into me. Her big ass hit me.
You filthy... Hey! Ow!
Come on. Get off it.
My big ass hit you. If it did, if my ass actually hit you, bud, there'd be nothing left of you.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Stephen Bozell. Are you there, Steve? Let's get Steve Bozell up there on the phone. Steve, you there?
Yeah, right here, General. So happy to be here and so happy to be alive on a wonderful day like today. Thank you.
Steve, we want to welcome you to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I want to talk to you about your son, Steve Jr. I haven't seen Steve Jr. in quite some time, and we're big, big fans of that young man. How's he doing?
Thank you very much. Stephen Jr. is doing great. I'm a little bit of a nervous wreck because of the movie The Bat, and I think you got the wife. I called up a couple of the talk shows
and spoke with Marilee Byrne, I think her name is, over on KFI, and I talked to guy by the name of Clown Benson, mister, and you know him?
Clown Benson?
Yeah, he's on...
You're not talking about Joe Benson.
No. Joe Benson. I love Joe Benson on the KLOS. No. Or what station's he on?
I don't know where Joe is now, but he's a disc jockey.
Yeah.
So you talked to Joe Benson.
No, I didn't talk to Joe Benson. I talked to a guy named Clown Benson on KFI, or K, not KFI, K-Fine. That's it. K-F-I-N-E. You know where that is?
But that's too many call letters.
I know. It's K-F-I-N, but they call it K-Fine. You never heard of it?
I've never heard. What city is it in?
I think I picked it up. It's out of San Luis Obispo or something like that. But I told him the story, and he felt that I had every right to be uncomfortable by it. And it certainly when Pettigrew took me on.
All right, now, I don't know what you're talking about, so you're going to have to start at the beginning.
All right, so your staff didn't fill you in?
But we don't fill Mr. Henry in on everything. You have to tell him.
The long and the short of it, Phil, is there's a movie on late night TV. It wasn't late night TV. It was a movie that was on, on Amazon, because we have the Amazon and we have the Hulu. And I don't know if you have that, too.
Yeah, we've got Hulu, Amazon, everything.
Okay, do you have Sniff or what's it called? What's it?
What do you mean Sniff?
There's one called, Crackle. You got that?
Yeah, we got all that stuff.
Okay. Well, there was a movie on called The Bat. And it was a old-time horror movie with Vincent Price. And I told Steve Jr., let's watch this, because you'll see the giant bat, and the giant bat will come out and, destroy people or whatever. And Steve Jr. was very much interested in that. We started watching the movie, and by the way, there's people in that film, the little girl that used to be in The Little Rascal, whatever her name was.
Darlene.
Yeah, Darlene. And a few others, Vincent Price, as I mentioned. Well, when the bat finally come out, it was not a bat. It was a man in a leather mask, and he had a claw, a leather-covered claw, looked like it might be fake, and he would creep up and, he creeped up on people and everything. And I my son was distressed. He said, Dad, but is that the bat? I said, hold on, Steve, and I try to, look at the TV or whatever I knew. I went on to IMDb to try to figure out what was going on. And I said, son, that is the bat.
That's the bat.
Yeah, and now here, the reason why I'm bringing this up, we thought it was going to be a bat, that flew.
You thought a bat, like a regular bat.
Like a regular bat, yeah. Yeah, because that's what my son wanted to see, a horror movie. Instead, the bat was a guy.
The bat was a guy. Was it?
That's what he called himself. But the part that I thought was disturbing, and some people said I might have been making a big thing out of it, I don't think so, is not only did they disappoint me and my son from the standpoint of there wasn't a good bat, there wasn't a good horror bat, it was not a bat at all, it was a man, but that he had on a leather hood and it was a full tucked down leather mask. And I saw that, and I kind of had a little bit of almost had a panic attack, because it brings back some, I'm sure a lot of you out there, it can bring back the bad memories of, just weird parties, weird scenes you got into. So,
No, that wouldn't affect me.
What are you talking about?
Well, all right, what happened?
All right, so you have a bad memory of a guy in a leather mask?
Yeah, a lot of people do, Mr. Andrew, okay? It's if you got into some scenes, I got into some scenes when I was in college, okay? I got into some scenes.
Well, Steve, I believe you. I don't think you have to talk about it right now.
Well, this is part and parcel of it. When I got to work today, and I told Cliff Pettigrew, I had my crew there, and Cliff Pettigrew was there, he's one of my crew chiefs. I said, you wouldn't believe last night, Steve Jr. went to bed crying because the bat came on, and they didn't have a bat. It was a guy with a leather mask pulled down, and Pettigrew says, brought back bad memories, didn't it? And I looked at Pettigrew, and I'm like, how do you know? And he just kind of chuckled, and he looked at some of the other guys. And I said, plus the bat guy on TV had a leather-covered claw. But I looked at Pettigrew again, and I said, how do you know? And he just sat there and laughed.
What did he say?
He said this guy Pettigrew is the crew chief, yeah?
Yes.
He said brings back bad memories, huh?
Yeah, how would he know?
Well, first of all, it's a wild guess. You know Pettigrew is one of those guys.
Yeah, but Cliff Pettigrew's always giving me a hard time.
Oh, is this the Cliff Pettigrew that mocks you all the time?
No, I wouldn't say he mocks me. What does that mean?
Yes, he does. He's making fun of you all the time. The last time you were on a show, you're talking about you. Didn't you go to the beach with him?
What are you talking about? Go to the beach with him?
Did you guys go to the beach with your wives, and you had a wad of medicine, or not a wad, you had a wad of mayonnaise on your chin, and he said, looks like you took one off the chin?
No, that was my wife. That was April Jr. who said that. And it wasn't Pettigrew, it was Roy Hutchins. So now you've brought up something that is, Jesus,
you know, you said, watch your language.
Yeah, Steve, listen, all right, let's forget all about that, okay?
How am I going to forget about that? He just brought it up.
All right, Steve, I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm trying to get to the bottom of what happened here. This movie, The Bat, featured a guy in a leather mask. You thought it was just going to be a flying bat.
I thought it would be a cheesy, corny, piece of junk special effects bat, the kind they used in the 1940 movies where you could see the wires and everything. Instead, it was a guy in a hat, in a sports jacket with it looked to me like just kind of a regular fedora, a sports jacket, slacks. He had a kerchief, and he had a boutonniere, and he had a leather mask on with a claw.
Right.
What a dick, man.
Hey, Steve, hold on.
What?
Hey, just hold on for a minute. He had a boutonniere, and he had a kerchief, and he had on a sports jacket and slacks and a fedora.
Well, this is exactly why people are getting pissed off at you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're laughing.
I'll take this over. Hold on, Phil.
Wait a minute.
No, you hold on. Stephen, what you saw, the man in the leather mask, brought up bad memories.
Yes, it did. It brought up horrifying memories. And so what happened was when the leather mask came at me on the TV screen, I went, like that. And that's when Steve Jr. started to cry and his mother had to put him to bed. And I can tell you...
So that all that went down?
Yes, if you'd allowed me to talk.
Well, is the boy all right today?
Yes, he's fine. But he said, what happened to Dad? And his mother said... And I believe, that, you know, we got in an argument about this. His mother said the usual. And my son apparently calmed down and started laughing about that. So I got a multi-level problem going on.
Come on, Mr. Bozell. You cannot cry like a baby. You cannot cry like a baby.
I have a multiple problem going on.
No, you don't have a multiple problem going on.
Steve, hey, listen.
You don't have a multiple problem going on.
Hey, wait, hold on, Phil. Steve, listen. When the leather-masked guy came at... What do you mean he came at you?
On the TV screen, it shows the first time you see the bat, he's got a leather mask on, sports jacket, slacks. I gave you the whole 9 yards.
Well, what was this, a Harrison Frank ad, or was this guy really in a ghoul movie?
It was a ghoul movie, but I could tell because I like good sportswear. And so...
You're looking at this guy's jack. When was this movie made?
I was looking at this guy's jack when this movie made.
When was the movie made?
1959.
And he's got on some real stylish threads, huh?
Yeah, he had on those nice late 50s tweeds. Anyway, and a boutonniere. And
oh, well, let's not forget the boutonniere. And he had the handkerchief in, too.
Yes, sir, he did. And you can laugh if you want, but then he come at me in a leather mask.
And that's when you were startled.
Yes, I said, and April heard it in the other room. I went, And that's when my son went. My son bailed. He said, that's it. And he went upstairs and just started fooling with a rocket.
Fully with a rocket?
Some kind of a toy that he's making.
I'll tell you what, Steve.
General, I know what you're going to say. You have no sympathy for the situations that I go through, and I will tell you this much, Mr. Andrew. The Amazon people who put that movie on...
Did you buy that movie? You know, this isn't a broadcast channel. You have to buy... These movies stream, and you have to purchase them.
Well, even if I bought it, which I guess I did...
Yeah, you have to buy them.
How do you know?
Because I got Amazon, man.
All right, so they should be able to tell you, shouldn't they, what the movie's going to be.
What happened was is you got scared, which is what the movie's supposed to do, you know?
Well, not the way you're saying, because it brought up a memory of...
Now, you're talking about a specific memory. Did a guy come at you in a leather mask?
You know, I'm not even going to answer that.
Well, you already did. So you were at a party one night in college... And some guy in a leather mask wearing a sports jacket came at you.
I'm not going to answer that. What I will say is, it was not the kind of horror movie that was advertised, that I thought was going to be a fake bat, and it was a guy in a mask and everything.
Steve, you don't sound well. You sound as if it's been a very traumatic thing for you.
It has.
All right. Then why don't you do this? You know, try to just relax tonight, sit down, have yourself a drink or something. And see how you feel tomorrow, okay?
No, tomorrow I got a phone call. It's already in the door to Doris Blazingame.
I thought her name was Dolores.
What'd I call her?
Doris.
Okay, Dolores Blazingame. I got a call into her. That's right. I got a call into Doris Babcock, who is her paralegal in case Dolores is busy. Doris Babcock can take down all the particulars. My lawsuit is simply going to say this. If you're going to show a horror movie, then why don't you make sure that you give people every opportunity to bail out? Because if it's not a bat, if it's a guy in a leather mask wearing a sports jacket.
Yeah, if it's a guy in a leather mask wearing a sports jacket, then that could be, you know, very damaging. You know, Steve, you reacting the way you did, scaring your son, is not the producers of that film's fault. Okay?
Oh, and why not?
Because you see a guy in a leather mask, and it gives you a bad memory, and you go, ah, like that, or whatever you did.
I saw it, I went, ah. I didn't go, ah. I didn't sound like a woman. I tried to be a man, even as I was having excuse my language, but even as I was having this shit scared out of me, and my son sitting right there.
That's good language with your son sitting there.
Mr. Henry, I was having the shit scared out of me, so I went, ah. And it was almost disappointment that I was screaming, but I do believe it was masculine.
Yeah, man. You know, we feel for you, and I hope you get better. We got to move on, sir, because we got the Mars lander.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, you guys. Thank you very much.
Steve, I got to tell you, this is one for your lawyer. You talk to her. She's ripping you off. You got no lawsuit. And if that movie really did freak you out and flip you out that way, I would go and talk to a professional.
All right, here you go again with a psychiatrist.
You need more than a psychiatrist, my friend. You need every medication known to mortal man. They got to put you on all kinds, a mixture of chemicals.
Oh, why? Because I see a Batman and I go, ah, like that?
You didn't see a Batman. You saw a guy in a leather mask, you said.
But it was...
What, you know... All right, Steve, thank you very much. Good luck.
Hey, Mr. Ed, I want to...
Steven Bozell, ladies and gentlemen, from Corona, California. Well, we got on coming up next is going to be for the Mars lander, Jim Sandler.
The what is it, the Mars lander?
Mars lander, yeah.
What
the hell is this? Sounds like that guy with the leather mask.
Yeah, it's a guy in a leather mask with a bat, and he's going, ah.
Yeah, right, okay.
We felt a design over and over again. Open your
mind. Who do you love? You love me. John Rotten, and I am the man with the master plan at John Rotten's Hairstylings. Who do you love? Me. I'll make your hair stand up straight, go out to the sides, give you the bubble look. You won't believe what I can do to your head. And I do it at the lowest price in town, John Rotten's Hairdos.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I
got John Rotten's Hairdos.
Wigs, streamers, screamers, wild looks, big ears, small noses. We do it all. At John Rotten's Hairdos.
Arlene, tell me, who do you love?
John Rotten's Hairdos.
In the valley.
Who do?
On the hillside.
Who do you love?
And in the harbor.
Who do you love?
Yeah! John Rotten's Hairstyles and Hairdos, 5151 Babcock Street in downtown Paliba.
Don't mind dying. Who do you love?
After I get done with your head, I won't mind dying either.
Who do you love?
Steve Hinton Barbecue. Slather on that barbecue sauce, stuff in those napkins, and go to work on it. And the rice, the pilaf, the dirty rice and more, the dirty rice and the dirty thoughts. Steve Hinton Barbecue. We'll barbecue anything and call it Steve Hinton Barbecue. Bring in your own barbecue. Steve will work wonders with it. With his clothes on or off. Jesus Christ. Steve Hinton Barbecue. World famous Phil Henry Show back here on the Phil Henry Show today. Here on this Monday, starting things off. Hope everybody's doing good. This is Robin Leonard. And with us now is Dr. Jim Sandler. Dr. Sandler is a doctor of internal medicine, but has also been following this Mars lander story. The Mars lander is a spaceship that the Europeans have been dealing with. And he's going to talk to us. This is a lander. It's about to land on the planet Mars. Is that correct, Dr. Sandler?
Robert, you're absolutely right. This lander that was first launched by the Europeans, and I'm not sure when. I don't know. It takes many, many, many years to go to Mars and to land on it. So no question that the Mars lander has been in outer space after it blasted off for a long time.
But right now it's about to land.
Right now it is about to land. I would say it'll be landing here within the next couple of days or weeks or something, but they're very, very close to it. I think that we have to stop and we have to now consider what we're doing and what, you know, this is a European Space Agency. They're going to Mars. That's nice. We've already been to Mars. In fact, it was 20 years ago that the United States had landed on Mars and sent back perfectly beautiful pictures of the Martian landscape. So I think this is a bit of overkill. I think that the Europeans going to Mars, so what? You see? And I believe that while we're proud of the European effort...
So you're saying that the Europeans are getting too much glory.
I think that while we're proud, Margaret, of the European effort, let's not forget who the bad... There's an old saying, don't forget who the bad boy on the block is. And that's the United States of America. And I think we're losing ourselves. You know, as I wrote in a paper that I did for the National Journal of Science and Outer Space, I said, I think that we, you know, ought to quit kissing their asses over there. I think, I don't like the idea of an American kissing a Polish guy's ass.
Yeah?
Who's that?
Phil.
Oh, I was just talking to Margaret. I didn't even know you were still in the studio.
Yeah, we've been sitting here listening to you.
All right. Well, then hear me and hear me good. I don't like the idea of an American kissing...
Yeah, kissing a Polish guy's ass. Why?
For obvious reasons, Phil, because America was the first one to go to outer space.
Wrong. Not true.
You talk about Sputnik.
Yeah, the Russians were the first ones to put a craft in space.
That doesn't count. That's like, see, this is what Mr. Trump means when he says that he was against the war. Yeah, he said he was for the war, but really he was against the war. It's the same thing. Were the Russians the first ones in space? Yeah, with a little teeny round ball. But we really were, you know?
No, it doesn't make any more sense that way than the way Trump says it. Now, either it is or it isn't, and the Ruskies are the first ones. Now, I'm not saying they ought to be, you know, we ought to be kissing any Russian ass either. But let's get our facts straight so that when we move forward into the future, we do it with clear heads, clear hearts, the sun shining on our faces, our arms locked. I'm General Galen Shaw. Stick it.
Yay! Very good, General.
Oh, is it? It's that easy, huh?
Well, okay, hold on, Ron. I mean, Dr. Sadler. What you're saying here...
You think I'm Ron Tonner? You think... Well, you guys... By the way, I hope you realize you're never going to live down that nature boy bullshit.
You want to watch your language, please?
Okay.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Fine. God, man. Everybody else gets the same.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're up to here with all this stuff today. Look, Dr. Sadler, the point you're trying to make is... America first in space?
Exactly, America first in space. I've been hearing so much about this European Space Agency landed on a comet. The European Space Agency landed on Venus. The European Space Agency, they're landing, you know, all over the place. You know, they're going to land in your backyard. They'll land in your backyard and call it Pluto. That's what they'll do. Because they know no decent bounds. And
I don't know where you get this attitude about them. I've watched them with different projects that they have in conjunction with other space agencies like ourselves or by themselves, with the various projects they've mounted, the various missions, and they've all been very impressive and have shown us things we haven't seen before.
Well, wait, what are you talking about? Have we been to Mars before or not?
Yeah, we've been to Mars, but maybe just a different part of Mars.
Oh, a different part of Mars. Okay, so let me ask you something, bud. If I take you to the Pacific Ocean and we go sailing around in it, and then 6 months later I take you to the South Pacific Ocean and we go sailing around and go, look, see, a different part of the ocean, is that a big deal?
Yeah, if I see if that's a different island and everything.
What? What's he talking about?
If he sees different bodies of land, different land masses?
All right, let's say that you don't. Let's just say that...
No, you can't do that. If you take a guy into the ocean, he's bound to see land.
No, I'll take him to the North Pacific. There's no land. Does it look the same as the South Pacific? Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's not a very good analogy because Mars is a body of it's a you know, it's a...
Yeah, uh-huh. Go ahead.
It ain't an ocean, man. It's a land mass. And so there's going to be different points of different topography.
But see, this is a good thing you have me on. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, you should always have on, if you're a talk show host, experts, because talk show hosts don't know, excuse me, But I got to say, they don't know their asses from 40 cents a week about anything, even though they pretend to.
You're just bitter over the fact that you don't have a talk show. I know you wanted to get one, but Dr. Carl Sagan got one and has other nuts.
I don't give a sweet. I wanted to have a medical show, yeah.
That was the guy, because Dr. Oz?
Mr. Oz. Wait till I tell him you said that.
Because he got a show and you didn't.
Yes, that's right. And you want to know why he got the show? Because he knew people on the inside. That's the only reason. I saw the show he did with Trump, and it was horrible. Just absolutely. It was terrible.
All right, we're talking here to Dr. Jim Sadler.
You see the Trump show he did?
No, I didn't. I'm not talking about that right now. We're talking about the European Space Agency landing on Mars with Dr. Jim Sadler. We're going to go over to Don Mixa now. Don has done some investigation on this. Don Mixa is a private investigator and does an awful lot of research here for the Phil Hendry Show on a variety of topics, most of them having to do with crime, but in some instances, science. Don, do you know Dr. Jim Sadler?
I don't think I've had the pleasure, Dr. Sadler. This is Don Mixa. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can I ask you a question, Joe?
Yeah.
I wasn't told that you were going to have Mr. Mixa on here.
Well, the reason why he asked me on it...
Whoa, excuse me. Phil, I wasn't told...
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to tell you about every single solitary... He's not here to fact-check you.
I'm not going to try and fact check. I'm just going to offer an alternative opinion, if you don't mind, okay? Because I think a lot of what you're saying is very valid, Dr. Sadler. But I think at the same time, a lot of what you're saying is just mere idiocy.
It's mere idiocy. Now, you know, I remember who you are now. Are you the guy with the bad breath?
Am I the guy with a bad breath? I love that.
Dr. Sadler, Don Mix has had a breath issue, yes, but we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about your opinion that it's overkill for the European Space Agency to be on Mars.
Yeah, that's right. That is not only my opinion, but that's the fact. If I see one more picture of Mars, one more red mountain, one more, ooh, look, that's copper-colored... We've seen it. We've been there. We've done that. America did it 20 years ago. Now comes the European, and I'm supposed to, now for another 5 days or however long it's going to be, I have to sit here and kiss some French guy's ass.
You know, this is probably, Phil, if I may.
Go ahead.
This is probably a good feeling, at least, to have patriotism and to favor your country's scientific experts.
Thank you.
But I have to say...
Here's the but. So there's a proviso, huh?
Well, there is, because I have to say, ultimately, knowledge belongs to the entire human race, and what the entire human race can glean from the knowledge that we get from Mars, or if we get it from Pluto, or we get it from Mercury, or some outer space heavenly body... I think it benefits all of us.
Well, yeah, it may benefit all of us, but when you say, look, the European Space Agency, you realize you gotta go kiss some Bulgarian guy's ass?
Well, first of all, I don't think Bulgaria is... the European Space Agency is a consortium of European countries, right, but I'm not so sure it's Bulgaria.
Well, that's what we have to do. And I think people need to remember that it was America that went into outer space the first. Yes, I know about Sputnik, but that... You know,
well, you say that doesn't count the way Donald Trump's saying that he was in favor of the war in Iraq doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly, because it was kind of weak. And I think Sputnik is weak. And again, I think our young people are losing sight of the fact that it's America, and only America, that has led the race to space. And if we colonize another planet, let me tell you something, my friend. They're not going to go up there and have, here comes some Europeans. Are you kidding or something? This is America.
I think it stands to reason, Dr. Sadler, we're going to have to share a space colony with the French and the Polish, the Russians.
Oh, my God. Do you hear that one, Phil?
Oh, come on. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? We barely get along with these people here on that. We got to cut every kind of a deal with these guys. Got to cut every kind of nuclear deal. Now we finally get to another planet. Far, far away from where we live right now, and we still got to live with some Russian or some, you know, you are asking more than any man can take.
I think, well, you're going to have to get used to the idea. If we do colonize, we'll be colonizing with the French, with the Polish, Mongolians.
Oh, man, boy.
What is with you, Sadler? You sound like a woman.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you sound like some chick. Why don't you just suck it up?
I was about to say, you really do need to suck it up.
You're telling me I got to suck it up. I'm here defending the American space program.
All right, Dr. Sadler, calm it down.
But Phil,
just calm it down, okay?
Yeah, you're way, you're really hyper.
Oh, am I hyper? All right, I'll calm it down. I'll tell you this, Mixer.
Yeah, see, there is no debating it. We need to live with Polish people. We have to live side by side with the Sri Lankans.
That's just great, man.
Well, what's the problem? You know, this is exactly what we've been dealing with here on Earth, and now you're not going to be able to do it over wherever the hell we're... Where are we going to colonize anyway?
Well, there's many likely places we could colonize. Venus, Pluto,
What do you mean, Pluto? Pluto's way the hell out in the...
Yeah, you see what I mean? He doesn't know. Pluto is way, 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 way far away. There's snow and ice and everything.
We could colonize Pluto if we had heating units, those hot blowers.
I'm going to sit there with a hot... Oh, fuck.
Well, I think that's about all I can take of the language.
I'm sorry. I'm going to sit there with a hot blower, blowing hot air on me, and I'm next to a guy from India...
Okay, Dr. Sadler, it's time for you to go to bed, ma'am, or maybe get yourself a cup of coffee.
And you just called me ma'am, by the way. Let the record show I was called ma'am.
You did call him ma'am, Phil.
Yeah, let the record show that I...
Thank you very much, Dr. Jim Sadler, and thank you very much...
Don, you hung up on Don Mixer.
All right, well, get Don back on.
Yeah, you're hanging up on the wrong people here, Phil.
All right, get Don back on, and we'll... talk a little bit more. Don, I'm sorry I did not mean to hang up on you, but I had to get rid of Dr. Sadler because he was getting... He does get this way. He gets a little racial.
Well, you know, I can understand. You know, where we live and the times we live in, people are they're intolerant, Phil. And I think that's the wrong... I think that's the wrong way to be. I think we have to be tolerant of everybody. And eventually, when we can tolerate people, we can sit on another planet, colonized, and sit next to an Indian... in a small, contained space, and, well...
Well, maybe it's just as disgusting for the Indian to sit next to an American.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm fully, you know, I'm fully aware of that.
Given the fact that your breath takes paint off of trucks.
People have told me that, okay? I don't see it. But if you're telling me that's the case, that's the case.
Yes, and so, what Dr. Sadler was saying may be true in your case, Don. If you're sitting next to some man and you're breathing on that man, and he may not like it at all, you see?
All right. Okay. I mean, I got bad breath.
Yeah, so go to the dentist, get your teeth fixed or whatever you have to do, use mouthwash, brush your teeth, let's go, man.
I've got an appointment with the dentist for next week. Is that close enough for you?
For next week? Yeah, it's fine. Okay, and what's he going to do?
I'm going to have lunch with him.
Not have lunch? You got to sit down with the guy.
I know.
You know what, Mixer? As long as you keep screwing around, your teeth are going to fall out.
No. I got way bigger fish to fry, Phil. I'm going to have lunch with my dentist at a fish place, by the way. We're having cod or snapper or something. And as a matter of fact, Margaret, it's at the Lobster Cave.
Oh, the Lob. That's where I sang.
Right. So, I'm sorry I'm going to miss you this time, but I know you're going to be up at Chip's Bib. Is that it?
Yeah, we'll be at Chip's Bib in Seal Bay. Never mind where I'm going to be.
Right, but I think it's Chip's Bib. But, yeah, I'm going to be having lunch.
Well, next time you see your dentist, man, have him clean your teeth.
I think that's dirty poop.
Don Mixer, folks.
Now that, see, you hung up on him.
I did. Thank God I did hang up on him, and I'm sorry that I put him on the air and all that other stuff. Thanks a lot, everybody.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Nuts, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for joining us for our live streaming event here, the live streaming Phil Henry Show. And we will, of course, this is the show dropping on Monday, but what you're hearing right now is a show being recorded on Sunday. I'm sweating like a pig. It's 9 million degrees in the studio here. Yeah, it's work, brother. It's work.
Living it, son. Living it.